Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the late night edition, Friday night edition. Every Friday night, I call his butt up on the phone. Oh, who else loved that song by Prince, Irresistible B-Word? I love it when he said, every Friday night, I call your butt up on the phone. A different voice answers, and says, you're not at home. I love it. But thank you for tuning in. Thank you for supporting Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True, creator and host of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. Cousin Linda probably will be with us on Sunday. She might surprise us and call in tonight. I told her we would be broadcasting late tonight. But I think tomorrow is the day that she dines with her friends, her lunch crew. But a big shout-out if you're listening, Cousin Linda. Big shout-out to all fam and friends near and far, co-producers of the show, the listening global community. Thank you for tuning in to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. And, again, the intro is my longtime social media friend, Facebook friend, Charisma Z of Istanbul, Turkey. 11 seconds less than a minute. And I am going to get with him and just solidify a date that he will come on so you all can get to know him. And hopefully some of you artists, musicians will collaborate with him also, because he's like a one-man band production guru. But let's cut the Shock Entertainment Reports and let's talk hot topics and fall. This is the last weekend of summer. And, oh, my God, that P. Diddy. Oh, my God, it feels so good to hear some new P. Diddy. That album is off the chain. The video is off the chain. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And I haven't heard all the songs yet. But, oh, my God, it's just so inspiring. So it's just so exciting to see Diddy Love back, and then the album is all about love, the different forms of love, and just the lyrics are awesome, the musical production is awesome. I've just been dancing. I've been feeling sexier. I've been feeling more confident. No joke, and I'm sure I'm not alone. It's just been amazing. So I'm excited that Raphael Sadiq and Tony kicking off their tour next week. Rolling Stones have new music. I mean, there are so many of our favorites that have new music. And NSYNC, you know, they're reuniting. This is just amazing. I mean, feel good music. And no disrespect to the current artists and the artists that are hitting the charts and doing things, but it is so nostalgic. And then it is to see reunions and to hear not only old songs but new music. And oh my God, this album. Sunday is all about sports and entertainment. So you all call in. And during every show, Sunday, let's share reviews of music and film and talk sports. You know, let's just have fun. But a happy late night wherever you are, Friday night, early Saturday, afternoon, evening, wherever you are, sending out so much love. Thank you to the top listening countries, which Native America, Turkey, Finland, Canada, Romania, China, Brazil. Seems like I'm forgetting somebody, but big shout out to you. Thank you for tuning in wherever you are, big cities. Again, I had a listener to text message me. I don't know. I should get my number, but, you know, I'm sure not. I'm like Coach Prime. I'm not hard to find. So big shout out to listeners in New York, here in the Deep South, Midwest, East Coast, West Coast, all around the world. Those of you working in space, thank you. Big cities, small towns, villages, villas, wherever you are, thank you so much for your loving support and BTR and management and staff and fellow podcasters here that are usually in the chat room chatting with me. Anybody who knows me knows I love alternative indie music. I even will release some indie alternative spoken word music. I will. I won't say when, but I will. Hey, there's a strike going on, another strike going on. And it is the UAW strike. Is most of us know. I'm checking out NBC News. UAW strike workers have walked out of the big three automakers. And the latest news, we have a plant here in Brandon, Mississippi, GM plant. And the spokesperson, the chairperson for UAW, United Automobile Workers Union, Shelley Thomas, if I'm not mistaken her name, she told our ABC affiliate, Channel 16, that they're on standby. And there are 90 employees at that plant. So, you know, we hear about the three major plants But it's affecting the workers all around America because they all want and need the same thing. They need raises and they need improved benefits. So what I'm looking at, the latest on the UAW strike is, and my pooches want to co-host with me, what I am looking at, UAW President Sean Fain says union workers and the big three automakers will resume contract negotiations on Saturday, which is for some of you already Saturday, more than 24 hours after the strike began. President Joe Biden expresses support for the workers while urging both sides to reach a win-win agreement. Union members walked out at three plants, a gym site in Wentzville, Missouri, a Stellantis Center in Toledo, Ohio, and a Ford assembly location in Wayne, Michigan. The strike could expand to additional locations. Yeah, the Jackson, Mississippi location, they are on standby. They were ready to walk out last night. Charts how the UAW strike compares to other historical U.S. strikes. So I will go into that, and that's another bullet point in why Stellantis could face a longer strike than Ford or GM. So I'll do my best to cover those points. The lead story was like a fun story to talk about creative things to do during fall. And some of us know the obvious, and we covered some of that on yesterday during Travel Thursday. But, you know, obviously sports season, even those that are not sports fans love sports season for events and gatherings and good food and the excitement. Fall festivals are happening, expos, different holidays are happening, and this is just a time to party with a purpose also. But going into this article from NBC News, the biggest union in the U.S. auto industry is officially on strike, and it could last a while. The contract between the United Auto Workers Union, and I'm a big supporter of unions. Ever since I was a child, I've always supported union workers. And Ford, General Motors, and Stellantis expired early Friday. And I'm also a big supporter, of course, of American companies and, you know, and us working with international companies, you know, exporting and importing of the free enterprise system. But, you know, you're pumping out a lot of money. Take care of your employees. And some of the employees say that they still need to get the money that was promised to them during President Obama's administration that was promised to them, the benefits and all. Some of them that was working then, 2008, 2009, said they're still waiting. They're still waiting. And, you know, so President Joe Biden was vice president then. So, you know, he knows some of the legalities regarding that. Maybe not all, but he knows a lot. So that's why he's encouraging, hey, we can do a win-win contract. That's my thoughts on that. But let me go ahead and read this to you all. The contract between the United States Auto Workers Union and Ford, General Motors, and Stellantis expired early Friday. While the two sides appeared to make some progress toward a new deal this week, they remained far apart on major issues, including salary increases and benefits. UAW members walked out of a GM site in Wentzville, Missouri, a Stellantis center in Toledo, Ohio, and a Ford assembly location in Wayne, Michigan. About 15,000 people struck, and the UAW says more may walk off the job at short notice. Yeah, they're ready here at the where 90 employees are at the Brandon GM location. The strategy could make it harder for the automakers to anticipate work stoppage and help the union strike fund lasts longer. If every UAW member struck immediately, the union would have enough funds to supply about 11 weeks of strike pay. Late Friday afternoon, Ford said it laid off 600 employees at a part of the Wayne facility because there was no work for them because of the strike. GM threatened to lay off 2,000 at a plant in Fairfax, Kansas, as a result of the Wentzville strike. It said it would be unable to provide those workers with supplemental unemployment benefits because of the expiration of the last contract with the UAW. UAW President Sean Fain said the union expects to be back at the bargaining table on Saturday, and leaders from the automakers said Friday they were ready to negotiate. Ooh. President Joe Biden said that no one wanted a strike, but that he respected the UAW's right to do so and understood members' frustration. The automakers have been ramping up production to pad their inventories, but supplies at or en route to dealers are lower than in decades past because of lingering effects of COVID-related disruptions. The last UAW strike was in 2019 and lasted 40 days. The Associated Press asked the question, what will happen to car prices? And the local chairman here said prices will go up. Also, local dealerships in this area will be affected. And she said also if they strike, that their pay will definitely go down because they will only receive $500 from the union a week. GM, Ford, and Stellantis have been run. That's what she told our local affiliate, WAPT News, Channel 16. I must add that as my source. GM, Ford, and Stellantis have been running their factories around the clock to build up supplies on dealer lots. But that's also putting more money into the pockets of UAW members and strengthening their financial cushion. At the end of August, the three automakers collectively had enough vehicles to last for 70 days. After that, they will run short. Buyers who need vehicles will likely go to non-union competitors who will be able to charge them more. Vehicles are already scarce when compared with the years before the pandemic, which touched off a global shortage of computer chips that were hobbled onto factories. I remember that because I had a rental car 21 on my birthday, and it was a glitch or something that happened with Enterprise, and they were telling me about the chips and all of that, what was happening with dealerships and rental car places. Sam Fiorani, an analyst with Auto Forecast Solutions, a consulting firm, said the automakers had roughly 1.96 million vehicles on hand at the end of July. Before the pandemic, that figure was as high as 4 million. A work stoppage of 3 weeks or more, Fiorani said, will quickly drain the excess supply, raising vehicle prices and pushing more sales to non-union brands. Fetterman to drive the factory in Pickett, where his SUV was built. Senator John Fetterman, Democrat, Pennsylvania, plans to walk the picket line in Wayne, Michigan, with striking auto workers, his office said today. The senator plans to drive one of Detroit's hottest products, the retro-style Ford Bronco, assembled by UAW workers roughly 300 miles from Braddock, Pennsylvania, to Wayne, his office said in a statement. Once there in the late morning, he plans to walk the line at the factory where his SUV was built, it said. Earlier today, Fetterman suggested UAW walkers were emblematic of the American way of life. The union way of life is sacred, he said in an earlier statement. It's what built this nation. It's what built Pennsylvania. It's what built this middle class. Yeah, so they're, wow. But there are a lot of stories. Let's see. Here's one from Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders to CEOs. It's time for you to end your greed. CNBC. Senator Bernie Sanders addressed auto workers at a downtown Detroit rally, calling on working people across the U.S. to stand in solidarity with the walkout. Sanders called out automaker CEOs, all of whom made over $20 million last year, about their pay. It's time for you to end your greed, Sanders said. It is time for you to treat your employees with the respect and dignity they deserve. It is time to sit down and negotiate a fair contract. The independent senator from Vermont has promoted the strikes as a pivotal moment in a broader campaign to raise living standards for working people across the U.S. Let us stand together to end corporate greed. Let us stand together to rebuild the disappearing middle class. Let us create an economy that works for all, not just the 1%, Sanders said. Let us all, every American in every state in this country, stand with the UAW, the senator said. So that's from Bernie Sanders. See if I can get that audio. It'll be up in a second. He should join No Labels. I tried to get in my chat room. A server error is occurring. Oh, I have a caller. I'll be right with you.
In the first half of 2023, the big three automakers made $21 billion in profits in 6 months, up 80% from the same time period last year. In other words, they're doing pretty good. Meanwhile, while the CEOs and stockholders in the automobile industry made out like bandits, the workers who build the vehicles, you, are earning totally inadequate wages and over the last several decades have fallen further and further behind. All of you know that there was once a time when a union job in the automobile industry was the gold standard for the working class in America. Brothers and sisters, the CEOs of General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis, and their major stockholders on Wall Street have got to understand they cannot have it all. We refuse to live in an oligarchy. We refuse to accept a society in which so few have so much and so many have so little. Brothers and sisters, enough is enough. Let us stand together to end corporate greed. Let us stand together to rebuild the disappearing middle class. Let us create an economy that works for all, not just the 1%. And let us all, every American in every state in this country, stand with the UAW. Thank you very much.
That was amazing. Yes, that was, you heard it yourself, Bernie Sanders speaking with the UAW workers that are on strike. And we do have a call. I believe it is Pastor Don Jr., CEO. Before we open his mic, if it's your birthday, happy birthday. It's your birthday weekend. Also, a big shout out to Jackson State on the road again. Their first home game will be next week. Jackson State is in Texas, playing Texas State. We will be talking sports over the weekend. I will schedule a show for Saturday, 3 p.m. Sunday, we will talk sports and entertainment because there's so much to talk about that's happening in sports and entertainment and break down the P. Diddy, the new album. I just love it, love it, love it. But if it's your birthday, happy birthday, anniversaries. If you're grieving, sending out love and prayers. And, again, we have Pastor Dunn, CEO, and he always prays with us. So, you know, sending he and his crew a big shout-out also. But if it's your birthday, happy birthday, and I still have the birthday song. So here it is.
It's your birthday. Happy birthday. It's your birthday. Happy birthday. It's a great day. That's what we say. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Hello there, Pastor Don, Junior CEO. How are you?
I'm very well. Can you hear me, Queen?
Yes, I can hear you, King.
All right now. All right. Happy birthday to all the people out there on radio land. Come on.
I heard
the song and everything.
Yes. So glad and honored to hear from you tonight. What's been going on in Arizona and in what's been going on with you and the winning team?
Well, we're more than just Arizona. I'm physically based in Arizona. I have 300 members globally, so I don't focus on Arizona. That's where home is. I focus on the world because that's who needs the help and resources. We did a major show with Dr. Ron Robinson earlier this morning. It was really dynamic. Some people got funding. I'm getting people hooked up. That's what the winning team is doing. We're connecting the dots and getting their power on. So I was calling in because my intern told me you was live. I said, I got to call the queen and be like, hey, we here.
Thank you, intern. Thank you, winning team members and interns for having my back always. Thank you.
You'd be surprised who's listening. You never know.
Right. You never know. That's what I tell my cousin Linda when we're on. Like, we don't know who's listening. You would be surprised. And, you know, and she's in disbelief sometimes, like when celebrities or well-known people call in. Sometimes you can think it's a prank, and sometimes it's not a prank. People listen to podcasts and listen to the show. We all want to inform and be informed and share, and that's what it's all about.
Yes, we definitely do. And I'm texting people right now telling them that we're live on the radio so they can call in. So you're going to see some random numbers. Don't know who's going to call in.
Thank you. Do you mind saying a prayer while we're on? I almost scheduled it for a 1 to 2 hour show. So I just scheduled this for a 45-minute hour show. But I always love it when you pray for us, and would love to hear what you would like to talk about, hot topics. If you have anything to say about the UAW strike or anything.
I mean, well, first off, I'm going to do what you asked me to do. You asked me to pray, all heads bowed, all minds focused on our Father, which are in heaven. Help me, Father, right now, Lord. I ask for a special blessing for this show, Lord. I ask for a special blessing for the listeners out there in radio land, whether you getting this show live and in your eardrums or if you're catching it on playback. On demand, however you getting this show, Lord, I ask for a blessing. A double hedge of protection on this program. A double hedge of anointing on this program.
Ooh,
extra energy for the ones who are listening for the first time. a double, 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 triple blessing going out to everybody who's telling somebody else about the show. So if you have not, because we have not, Lord, and the man of God, I'm asking for you to impart your blessings, open up the doors and floodgates of resources, everything that she needs to bring the program to what you want it to be. In Jesus Christ's name, please, please forgive us of our sins, anything we did, said, but just please in your sight. In Jesus Christ's name, amen, amen, and amen. So we here.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, man of God. Thank you, thank you. May God continue to bless you and fill you and your family with favor. I hear the little ones and the wife in the background having much fun.
It's like when I'm out on the radio, nobody says, it's like, oh, you on the radio? Let's all go in there when he's there and go have a conversation. So it's three radio shows going on. It's your show, my personal show. I mean, it's my personal life. You know, this is live.
Right. And I'm surrounded by my pooches. My pooches is like, oh, it's showtime.
Come on.
So delightful. I love it. I love to hear them. They sound so like they're really having a lot of fun.
When I was 3 months, I was carrying to a radio station. I'm 45 now, and I'm on the radio 7 to 12 times every day. So I feel that this is how I was raised. This was brought. That's why you always hear my kids in the background, because that's what I grew up with. So instead of passing on bad habits, I'm going to pass on a work ethic. And they're like, well, I work like this. And then they're going to get older and say, oh, my daddy works like this. So, you know, I take this thing real serious.
Yes. And I'm glad you said that. And I'm glad you said that prayer for the podcast, because when I talked to God, because when I first premiered the show, in 2011, I think you already was here on BTR doing your thing.
Yes,
and when did you start? You said at the beginning. When did you start?
Yeah, I was in like 2002. I'm a diehard.
Right.
I got hundreds of hosts out of health buildings, platforms, programs, traffic, and all that. So I was there when they put the building up.
So God was reminding me because I ever since I was a child, loved to just do my research. And he reminded me of how consistent I was and how I was so in-depth and so involved. And I had guests often. And so I'm glad you mentioned that, because, you know, you have to put in the work. And it is what I love to do, and you just have to love people and love it, because it's
Amen.
About
they
sharing
get it twisted.
Information, right?
Yeah. You gotta be proactive with it. You can't just get $1 million and put it in the bank. You gotta tell people so they can make it turn into a trillion.
Right. And I kicked off an extension on Spotify. Are you on Spotify also? I need to get your book. I need to get your book. Now tell us about your Spotify. Tell us your personal show. Inform my listeners, the listening audience, about your personal show. We know your network. And also let us know where to find you on Spotify.
Well, everything is up under Don Jr. CEO. And I'm on 5,000 new social media networks. So any social media network you can spit out, I'm pretty much at our profile.
Okay. So if we just Google
places,
you, they'll pop up. We just Google you all your clips. Right.
You're going to see me with my kids smiling and doing business. I don't put that stuff out there for the trolls. But as far as my show is built on taking business owners to the next level. I teach and plug people into major connected millionaires to have sponsors, to have guidance. I put people on with a lot of other consultants so you can get plugged directly into the industry, business, product, or service you want. You got to tell people what you're looking for, and you'll be surprised people call. I have multiple streaming platforms. And because I've been responsible for companies like Legal Shield, they was prepaid legal for about 10 years, and they switched their name over to Legal Shield. But I was real.
I love Legal Shield. Are you a Legal Shield? Are you an agent with Legal Shield? I love Legal Shield.
No. I help you sign people up. I'm not a licensed agent myself, but I understand how it works.
That's nice. I know they love you.
In the front office.
I know they love
yes,
you.
Ma'am.
But
Yes, ma'am. I believe in walking by example, and I don't just say, hey, this is how we're going to get a million. I take you in and meet with the people. I make sure you know who you're meeting with, so when you go in there with the proposal, the deal's going to actually go through because you know what they're looking for. You're not just going in there with a proposal that works or something you found on the internet. You're going in with a proposal that's got key information about them, and when you put it together and it's got their information, they can't say no. That's real thought.
Wow. I need definitely need an open invitation when you're ready for us to collaborate and invite you to come to Jackson, Mississippi in person.
I've been to Jackson several times.
I know you have. I think you have mentioned that you know Mayor Chakwe. I'm sure you knew his father.
Yeah, but that's the thing. When you get to certain public offices, and I hate to say this, I'm not taking anything away from him or me. It's like sometimes you'll meet people in passing, but you don't actually sit down and have a powwow at grab. I'm speaking directly to you.
And not only the
listening audience out there too as well. We having a personal conversation, but I like to call it pastor's transfers. You know, I don't have the armor bearer or we don't have music. We just being real. We having a conversation. You know,
right. It's
different for everybody.
But that's what I'm thinking. We definitely, right, the events that you've been at, when the last time have you been to Jackson?
About 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's been a little bit. I haven't been out there.
2017, because
yes,
my mother passed away. My mother passed away December 2017. That was 5 years ago. So, yeah, we definitely, you're right, the private sector, the religious sector, we need you to come back soon, like in the spring. We need you to come back.
I do want to say this. I've been on your show several times. My show is on Wednesday night, 7 p.m. East Coast time, 4 p.m. West Coast. We have 300 winning team members. I don't know who's going to show up, but I send everybody a text. They get the text, and you'd be surprised. Man, stuff happens after the show. The show is where the bells and whistles go off. But after the show, I'm calling people, getting their feedback. What you think? Do you like it? They said, yeah, put me in contact with such and such. I'll connect people. And months later, it usually do. So, I mean, winning team Wednesday is all about – I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no. I just wanted to say that you remind me of Grant Cardone's method of doing things. I just want to say that right quick. Go ahead.
Well, winning team Wednesday is built on business owners not knowing where to go and how to get over that hump. Everybody is finding out these new apps, these new ways to make money. But if you don't talk to the person next to you, you might be missing $1 million. What I realized after being in the industry all my life, I know all these people. So one day I sat down and I created my Elite Within Team 300. I went through my Rolodex, my cell phone. And I picked all the people that's been good, they keep their word. If they say they're going to do it, you might as well. If they come outside and tell you that the sky is black, you better go be worried. That's the people that want my 300 with. And the reason why we have 300 people, when I make that call and say we're about to make a move, I'm not just calling one person, I'm calling 300 people. So out of nowhere, you instantly got traffic, likes, shares, views. All the stuff you've been trying to do on your own, just come to Wednesday and put it out there, and you'll be surprised. And I'm not saying you got to get one flyer or one campaign to get it done, but if you have the right people working your campaign, bringing their friends, it takes on a life of its own. That's what Winning Team Wednesday is built for. Not only just to be on the radio and get exposure, but also to connect with people you're going to be friends with for life.
Right.
My daddy told
me. What time again does your show air? Because you have so many shows. Your show.
Yeah. 7 to 9 p.m. I will be hosting.
Your time zone. Because everybody, you know, we're all on different time zones.
Yeah, Eastern Standard Time, 7 to 9. On the West Coast, it's 4 to 6.
Yes.
I'm going to give out my personal number just because sometimes people get lost, get twisted. If people have questions, I want all the questions in the world. I love answering questions. My father taught me the only question is the question not asked. That's the one that's going to hurt you. So if you don't ask, you will never know. So you can call me directly, please. 352-363-1650. Once again, 352-363-1650. One more time for the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. 352-363-1650. It's very imperative for you to call me. You can shoot me an email. My email address is PastorDonnell, Green like color of money, Junior on my father's son. PastorDonnellGreenJr@gmail.com. That's my direct email. I'm on it. You shoot me an email or a phone call, I will respond. And I take this business very serious. I don't take nobody's time for granted. I don't take my energy for granted. So when you call me, have your head together, have all your questions written down. I have no problem answering every last question. It makes it so much easier. I'd rather break you into a bag than be complaining about the bag I got to get back. You understand?
Yeah. I love the fact that you have your head together, because, you know, so have a plan.
I don't want you just calling me.
Plan.
Man, you don't have to have the whole plan together, but have some direction. No, don't say we got it wrong. We ain't had it mixed and mastered. We ain't did no. I really don't even know. But we want to put $5,000 with you. We know you're going to make this a hit. Nah, you got to have stuff in order. I'm a real ordered guy. I'll do things out of order, but I like to conduct business with order so we can bring structure to your chaos. Simple.
Right. Like Prophet Anthony Friday Sr., like, you met him. You all might probably know each other. I always say decent and in order. Do things decent and in order. Right.
That's in the Bible.
And so it sound like you're 300 winning team members. You know, they all are consistent, they all are disciplined, and they all are reliable, and they understand the importance and effect of networking.
Well, the key thing about the winning team, and I'm going to keep it 100, this is a pastor chamber conversation. I'm telling this directly to you. I know we've been recorded, but I created the winning team because I got tired of getting my phone with a million calls with no business, no money. I don't believe you
right.
wasted energy. I don't believe in you driving 10 extra miles when you could have filled up your tank before you left. I want to make sure
right.
we got everything ready to go before we leave. So don't tell me about this big plan you got for this single and you never released the MP3 or anything. Don't give me a whole big airbrake scheme. No, let's talk about it. Let's put some promotions out. But I'm all about the end result. I don't care how it sounds. I don't care how it looks. If it's going to work, it's going to work. If it's not, I'd rather tell you no. I'm not going to take $5 or 5 minutes of my time with something that's not going to work. At the same time, I want to ask you all the fact-finding questions so while you're getting it together, we can get investors, sponsors, and there's so many things that can happen as long as you can answer a question. That's why I have a questionnaire. Simple.
Right. You make a good point.
But I want to make sure you're ready to go. I don't want to have no kids trying to police and secure my vet. No. I got grown men with guns. I'm sorry, but that's the world we live in. I will not be on one of these tabloid papers. Oh, the pastor had the outreach and everybody got shot. Nah. My stuff has security. I trust God. I love God. But I know it's some things that I can't foresee. So, hey. having some armed security people that got licensed security firms. That's what they paid for, and that's what that's safety. I mean, you got to keep it real.
Right.
And we own GPS now. You know, it ain't like before where you can be tough behind a computer. Every person walking on this earth is a cameraman because they got a flip phone, they got a camera that can record it. And it's the 30
right.
seconds that you don't think nobody's recording becomes 3 years of headache. But if you know how to have things in place to deal with this kind of stuff, it makes it so much easier, if you understand.
Right. Woo! Woo! Yes, yes, yes. We are definitely spiritually connected because I think of that often. We're running out of time because Linda's on, but I'm glad you mentioned that 30 seconds. And it's something I want us to talk about in the near future also. Maybe we can talk about it tomorrow. I'm going to schedule, I don't have a show scheduled for tomorrow, but I'm planning to schedule it tonight. You know, how can we get our pitches through in 30 seconds? And I remember I had a book maybe about 15 years ago. It was written by like a former CBS producer. And it, I think it was entitled something like 30 Seconds. How to make your point within 30 seconds. And
it's called
and
the elevator
not,
pitch.
It's
called the elevator pitch.
It's got to
be so tight that you, like,
right.
you're talking to somebody, y'all about to get on the elevator, it's got to be memorable. At the same time, it can't be forceful because they're actually going somewhere. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
You got to think about all
right.
that while you put it together. I do apologize. Please excuse me.
Right. Right, and you make me remember on CNN they had that business show on Sunday mornings called Real Business, and I used to love segment where they gave a entrepreneur 30 seconds to pitch their present their elevator pitch. Yeah, but there's so much going on within all of our minds. I'm like okay, cut to the chase. We all enjoy small talk, but like okay. Cut to the chase and let's do this.
Hey, man, come on now. It's a pleasure to be in a position I am to know all these social media platforms exist, but you
yeah.
can't connect the dots. And I'm going to give y'all this big tip. The tic-tac-toe side. Anything you say on social media is Googleable, but when you put that tic-tac-toe in front of it, that connects all the social media networks. So you say blue pants, that's just blue pants. When you put that tic-tac-toe sign in front of blue pants, it's no space, it's all one word. Everybody else that said it like that, that's what a hashtag is, but the hashtag becomes active when people repeat and like it.
Right.
What I'm giving you is a great tool and tip and tactic to make all your social media posts get more interaction, to make them all connect. And when people Google these things they're just randomly saying, your stuff will come up faster. So,
right.
I mean, I don't know. But, hey, that's a big tip. But the hashtags are very important. So you don't just go willy-nilly posting on Facebook. Make sure the important stuff, you want to make emphasis. Put a tic-tac-toe symbol in front of it. And watch, your numbers going to go up. Your stats, your followers, your viewers, subscribers, everything is going to instantly change because more people will be able to watch.
Yeah. That's a tip, you all. I always do the tic-tac-toe, and he's talking about the hashtag. Yeah,
man.
Wow, that's valuable. That's priceless advice because some of us, I think, disregard it. And I noticed it. You always hashtag, like, five, like everything affiliated with you. And I do also,
yeah.
but I must admit on some of my social media, on my Tumblr blog, I don't hashtag as much as I should. And I should. So I definitely
yeah,
start. I would definitely start doing my tic-tac-toes on everything.
I got to tell you, the reason why that's so important, that hashtag, that pound sign connects you all to these social networks. So if you posting 50 times a day on Twitter, and you post one time a day on Facebook, when you put the hashtag there, it's 51 solid because that same information is linked in. So the Google bots, they search through Google and all these websites, they find you faster with the hashtag. That's why they created the whole system.
Right.
I'm trying to give y'all ways to make money that don't cost you no money. But all it is, it takes 2 or 3 seconds to go back through your post and read it. Everything you want to make emphasis or capitalize. Anything you put in capital, instead of pushing the cap lock, press the shift key, and then the tic-tac-toe. You feel me? These are ways to make these little simple posts turn into money once you start doing it every day. It's not easy, remember, but once you make it a way of your life, and that's why you always see the hashtag, you don't know who's going to click on what or when they're going to search it. But if they can click it and find it, oh, man, they can share it. And that's when money start rolling.
Woo.
Once again, I'm going to give out my phone
we
number
all
just
want,
in case y'all miss
money
anything. If y'all miss anything, please call me direct. Just call me and say, you're not right, whatever. But I like to get feedback. Feedback is very important. I like to meet new people. And I think this is a prime opportunity to change the world. This is September the 15th. We're going into the fourth quarter, y'all. If y'all looking to change and make something happen, you got to start today. If you plant a seed today, you can harvest tomorrow. But you can't harvest anything if you don't plant today. My direct number is 352-363-1650. I don't look at no clock. When you call me, let me know what you're about. I'm going to ask you 50,000 questions. That's why I want to make sure you're going down the right road and I'm doing the right thing by speaking to you.
Right.
The time is the most precious commodity. It can't be brought, sold, or replaced. And when you waste 5 minutes and waste $5, you always remember that. But when you make $50 million, you don't remember that. So I'm real big on direct communication. You know that? No problem.
That's amazing. So we're not putting up to tomorrow what we can do today, you all. While I'm talking about in the spring, let's have an in-person conference. He is talking about right now. You can call him, call him, text him anytime. And he really means that because I'm like, I hear from him. I'm surprised sometimes when I hear from him. I'm like, what? And this, when the
Amen.
Spirit talk to him, the Spirit talk to him, and then well, I guess God and give me business advice. So he is serious. I must admit, because he has surprised me. Like what? Wow! But you know, call him, text him. Yeah, he will immediately get back with you. And if he texts you, he's gonna hashtag. Those hashtags are right there.
Yes,
and he and he let you know about his team members also. So yeah.
Yes.
So we will be having these meetings this season because it's fourth quarter. This is important
yes.
too, right? I know you know.
Yes.
You've probably been talking to a lot of people about this end of the year and fourth quarter. Within, since you have small businesses and entrepreneurs, this is real important for us entrepreneurs. It's fourth quarter.
It's time to get ready. A brand new year is right around the
corner.
We got to make sure we go into the new year. Don't wait till December 31st. No, you get ready in September. Now is the time to plan for next year. If you're thinking about starting a business, product, service, the company, get your ducks in a row now, because when next year comes, the people who are serious, they ought to be working. Keep in mind.
Oh, okay. So I hope you can join us tomorrow at 3, because I'm scheduled to show for tomorrow at 3, where we talk, where we continue this discussion regarding fourth quarter and elevating pitches and making money. Sunday.
That's 3 p.m., correct?
When Cousin Linda is usually with us. At 3 p.m. Hopefully she can join us tomorrow. She's been on the line with us, but I hope we don't run out of time because we're on that extra time. But she's listening, and you know she want to know a lot about this money also, how we can make money. But,
hey,
yeah, I will talk. I will title the show tomorrow, what Elevator Pitch or Making – How to make money during the fourth quarter, you know, because that's vital information.
If
you're a podcaster, entrepreneur, or trying to make your sales goals, people need to know.
How to change your life within 60 seconds. Simple. Bam.
How to Change Your Life Within 60 Seconds.
Yep.
Yeah.
You have the right elevator pitch. You say it to the right person. Your whole life changed. You won't be eating ooze and ooze no more. They're going to be bringing out steaks. You got to know what to say. Hey, come on now. That's reality. Hey, I'm keeping it real. It's a lot of people right now that's eating their ooze and ooze. Like, I want to eat some steak. Well, you call them to show them all. I'm putting it on my calendar right now. As we speak.
Are you with us, Cousin Linda? The show ended. Cousin Linda.
Yeah.
Oh, good. The show ended, but we can continue to talk. Look, you're talking money, so I know you were listening.
Yeah, it was about 10 minutes to 10, and I was at the computer. I said, I'm going to sit up here and wait for the podcast. When I woke up, because I don't even remember going to sleep, I just woke up and called 5 minutes after 11. Well, I'll call anyway. She might be on overtime or whatever. And so I just called in. Yeah, I fell asleep just sitting in the chair waiting.
Oh, that happened to me. Oh, my God. Yeah, because I thought I was solo, and I was talking about the strike. And I looked up and seen Pastor Downs Jr., and then I looked up and seen your number. Yeah, because I mentioned you. I said, well, she'll be with us on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
But I know tomorrow is the day that you meet up with your crew. And so I was wondering where you all are dining tomorrow.
Tomorrow we're going to dine right down the street from where I live at a place called Mina's Tex-Mex Restaurant. My friend Kalitha loves Mexican food. I do, too. And she chose this restaurant. Yeah, she chose this restaurant. I didn't know anything about it. It's been here for years, and I didn't really know
and
about it.
It's down the street.
Yep. So we're going to be there. So you said the podcast is at 3 tomorrow, so we should be finished with eating at least by 1:30, 2 o'clock, so I should be able to come in and listen and participate with you on that one.
Yeah, we'll still be on Sunday, your usual day, but tomorrow we're talking, he's talking money, and I'm going to button my lips, Pastor Dunn, Junior CEO, so we can find, we'll ask questions. I know you like questions and interaction, and I hopefully some of your team members will call and some of the listeners. Look, they'll call when it's about money. Call and ask questions. But, you know, we need to find out how to make this money, get that bag, as the young people say, and as you say, Pastor Doug.
And like he was saying, this is really the time of year to make money because, you know, retailers usually make all of their money around Christmas when they have their biggest. Because I remember years and years and years ago when they would talk, you know, businesses would be on TV talking about this is the time of year, the money and profits that they make that tithes them for an entire year. And I just didn't think that was possible because I don't really know anything about running a business. And, so that's really good advice, telling people that now is the time to get serious.
Right, because some entrepreneurs and some businesses, they can make money that they might have lost early part of the year. They can make that money up right now, starting now. Right.
Mm-hmm. So get your inventory in stock and give it. And it's easier now for businesses since you don't even have to have a brick and mortar place. So many people are selling everything under the sun. Fine.
Pastor Dunn, Jr.? Did his call drop? His call might have dropped. Pastor?
Pastor?
You can hear his family in the background.
Yeah, I apologize. My ass.
Oh, you all? Okay. We didn't know if your call had dropped. Because, you know, we're on BTR. We're on their system. So, you know, they let us call for like 30 minutes or an hour. Have a little after show.
I'm be looking forward to the show tomorrow, but I'm telling y'all, my book, all the stuff we talked about is in my book, and at the same business plan in my book, I got that radio network. I went separate from my father, separate from his businesses. I went to the bank and got me a loan. And I didn't want to run out of money, so I went to the bank and I got me a loan, and I've never looked back. So I'm not saying everybody needs to get a loan because they have rent something too. But at the time
well,
I got the loan, I didn't know anything about
it. I'm praying for a loan. I hope
I'm
can
just,
get a loan. That would really
wealth.
Help.
You got to get my book, Queen, because I got a business plan that's a government-approved business plan, and it's cold. It's very cold in detail. I make sure everybody I deal with got a business plan because you just might meet Bill Gates, and you don't want to say, oh, I'll get it together in a couple of days. You want to have all that stuff ready to go before you get started. Count the cost.
Yeah. Yeah. I noticed you didn't say how to change your life in 60 seconds financially. So you had to change your life, period. Because we want to change our lives on every level.
Well, you don't want to just change your life for Friday and then Saturday come you back to your old life. That's not a change.
Right.
That's an attempt.
Right.
And at the same instance, too, not everybody's going to be able to spit like you spit it. So we got to, with these elevated pitches, it's the inflection. That's how you say it with your voice. It's your breathing. It's also how you put your words together. So if you write your words so sloppy you can't read them, you can't regurgitate the information when you need it. But if you got your plan of action and you go off your bullet points and you follow that just like a recipe, you can't make an upside down cake if you don't do it a certain way. So the whole purpose of this show is to put your elevator pitch together so people will know about your business, product, service, or brand, whether they're going to do business with you or not. And that, it sells itself.
Okay. So I'm titling it How to Change Your Life in 60 Seconds. And then my short pitch is, how effective is your elevator pitch?
Oh, yeah, that's perfect. I'm going to text you my email
Great.
Address. I'll just want you to send me the link once it's done. You
feel
me?
I will. Okay.
I know you have my email, but I'm old school. And they say you just send it just me on the safe side.
Look. And you talking to the right ones, Cousin Linda and I are so old school, but we're doing it. Right. And it's like you remind me of Grant Cardone, but you probably sound like you might have been doing this before Grant, and he's in his 60s. But just jump out there and do it. You know, do it.
Well, I come from the old school. You had to have a check. Not even the cash. They wanted a check. And you had to actually
right.
go there and deliver it. So it was a whole job just transferring money. So I really believe in good business. And my father taught me, don't let your business beat you back to the hotel, meaning when we sold books and magazines door to door, and I did that for a very long time.
Right.
You sell somebody a magazine at 5 o'clock, you get back to the hotel at 9 o'clock and they didn't cancel it. That throws off your whole day. So it's just better to make sure you understand everything up front before you waste any time. Because it
right. And don't let things throw you off. Throw you off. And I think in today's society, we let things throw us off.
We got setbacks for setups. But the biggest thing I want y'all to take away from the show, which I'm going to bring tomorrow, is you only as good as your connection. If you're not connected to the right people, run, turn, go the other way. Because the more time you waste doing something you're not supposed to be doing, it's harder for God to bring your big blessing when you do it what he wants you to do.
Thank you, Jesus. I needed that word right there. You're only as
Amen.
Good as your connections. Right. I'm friends with some other business people like yourself, and sometimes they even, matter of fact, Brian Walsh, you know, Small Business Expo, and his team, winning team. You know, they like to say, compare, look at the five friends that you spend the most time with, you know, and that's what you're saying. You are as good as your connections.
Yeah.
You are so, you know, so look at the five friends that you spend your most time with, and that pretty much sums up where you are.
Yes, 100%. I'm just like, wow. Okay. I got it. I'm on the radio right now, baby. Baby, I'm on the radio. Okay. Yes, I'm making bowls while I'm on the radio. Yeah.
Well, that's what I want to know. Is it family night, Friday night, family night? I'm like, look, I want to be.
No,
we were live on air,
no.
I wanted to ask nosy.
No.
I wanted to ask nosy questions if it was movie night or pizza night. I wanted to ask nosy questions. Is it family night, movie night? Look, so it's family night and day all the time, right? Because I wanted to be nosy this Friday night, so I wanted to know if it was pizza night or. It's fun night. That's why Cousin Linda and I called Friday Show Foodie and Fun Friday. Because it kicks off a fun weekend for all ages.
Yes, it is a long weekend every day. I'm day daker. I have no problem with it. But I will say this. I'm happy because that's how I learned. That's how my girl's going to learn. I run multiple companies now. And that's why I wrote a book. The Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint breaks it all down, the ins and outs of business, how to set up your business plan, where you're supposed to go, how important radio is to your business. All this stuff, I wrote it. I wrote it myself. I'm trying to educate the next CEOs of tomorrow. I don't want to raise people who broken down. Oh, you'll never make it. Nah, man. Everybody I deal with should have a 3-page business plan ready to walk in a bank to get funding. Not just a grant. I'm talking about funding as well. But, hey, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. You feel me?
Feel you.
So, I mean, I'm here. I'm looking forward to tomorrow. I will definitely be there. I'm going to call my hitters and get some heavy hitters on the show. We're going to have a great time, and we're going to get paid. Hey. If you do what you're supposed to do, and you got your stuff ready to receive funds, I can show you how to get it. It's simple. That's it.
Yes, I'm writing up that you would be a special guest tomorrow. That special episode focusing on how to be successful in business with fellow BTR podcaster and businessman.
Yeah, you send me your email address because I can send you some more information if you create the show on that.
Oh, please do, because I'm just
yeah,
I'm putting it on schedule and I edit it and send me picture, you know, so I'm just going ahead and putting it on the book. I'm putting it on the book. Okay.
And I'm real big on the hashtags, and I definitely want to make sure you hashtag me as Pastor Don Jr. CEO. Some people say they Pastor Don Jr. Yeah, it's Pastor Don Jr.
So I'm not putting it out there until you, until everything is complete. But
okay.
I'm just putting it on schedule so people can see it on the schedule. But I won't put it out there until you see.
All right now,
yes.
We going to do it. We going to make it. I'm going to get some other business owners
right.
That I know that's been in the game a real long time. Some real major people.
And Cousin Linda says she's calling in also. That's it.
You know what? I'm going to get James Brown's sister on the phone, too. Yeah, you're Fanny.
James Brown?
She's a pop. No,
cool. And you hear us talk about James Brown often on the show, so you know we. Please do invite her on. What does she own a radio station?
No, she has a song, Pull Your Pants and Do the, with JB. Pull Your Pants and Do the James Brown Dance. It's a record. They're doing it, all these kids sagging their pants. It's a real big record.
I would love to add that on my playlist. My God. That is amazing.
Tomorrow morning, I'm going to put you on the phone with her. So I can put you in direct time. She can send you a music and y'all can be friends. But she's real cool and she don't play.
Right. I'm shocked. Is it a blues song?
I don't want to talk about the song. I want to let her tell it yourself. But I will say this. Mm-hmm. She's down on her. I got a direct contact to her. When I put you on the phone with her, hey, it's her. You gotta shine. I'm gonna get you on the phone with her, but you gotta do the elevator pitch. In 60 seconds, you gotta let her know why she needs to be dealt with it, what you're doing at the network, you know, stats, facts, figures, all that.
Right.
But I would definitely call her, She has a lot of stuff, 50 years of history of being in this industry. She has a lot to talk about, a lot.
Right. Wow. Well, I love that. We'll love that.
I got you.
I'm sure she has them.
And that's 3 p.m. West Coast time or East Coast?
Central Standard Time, Deep South time.
Okay, there we go.
Kids, I'm thinking, it is Friday night, but it's like almost midnight. Like, it's almost 12 here, but it's almost 10 there, right?
It's 9:48. Yes, ma'am. You got it.
Right. And Cousin Linda, she's on Central Standard Time, too.
Okay. Okay. I would definitely.
Are you on the phone?
I'm here.
Okay.
So it's 3 p.m. tomorrow.
We're on 3 p.m. Sunday also. You've been off on Saturdays, but I had been thinking about doing a special show on tomorrow, and we definitely need to talk about what you were talking about. We need to continue this conversation. And you make a good point. Well, why put out tomorrow what we can do today and do it virtually and throughout our podcasts and on the phone.
That's where the magic happens. You're in my office right now.
Right. Right. Like Cousin Linda was saying also, and you too, and we all know people are just making money with their phones and their laptops and their tablets. All you need now.
Right, the apps are real. There are money-making apps out there, millions of them, but you have to spend the time and find out what's best for you.
Right.
I'm looking forward to the show tomorrow. Okay.
I have it. I have it on the book, but I need to add the information that you are saying. How to change your life within 60 seconds.
That's it.
So I have it on the book, but I need to go ahead and get your info so it can be out there and you get it to your people and we share it also on our social media.
Please text me your email so I can send you some information so everything can be uniform. So when you put the show up, all the other shows I've been on have the same information. It all comes up together.
Okay. Right. And you often get on me, too. Email me. Yes. I think I have. I think I've emailed you the podcast maybe once or twice, but you always tell me, not only text it to you, I'll text it to you, but you will say email it, because some people, yeah. I'm sure you only talk to them through email.
No, some people's phone get jacked up, and everything you text them get lost when it gets jacked up. But when you have an email, you got a record, and Google backs up your files.
Right.
A lot of people don't know that, but they say, we back it up. And once you say yes,
oh, so I am doing that right, because if I'm given a choice, I always choose email over text message, because you never know. Right.
Email, come on now.
Right. So you will cover all of that, huh, tomorrow. So I'll schedule that show for it to be a two-hour show. I'll schedule it from 3 to 5.
Perfect. 2 hours always. But just let it be said, it's not my first time, my last time coming, but I'm not going to give y'all everything. I'm just going to give y'all that little sample like I'll let tomorrow. You can get a bite, but if you want the whole plate, you got to pay. I don't work for free.
You need to order that book. Cousin Linda, did you order it from Amazon? No, we ordered it from not Amazon. You get, I like that too. Get it directly from you.
Right. I gotta make sure you ready to read it. If I know you're gonna buy it and not read it, I'm not selling it to you. I'm gonna say it one more time. If you're gonna read it, don't call me. If you're not gonna buy it, I'm not mad. But don't waste my time. You understand?
Right. Because you can put it in the hands of somebody that will read it and follow
the
instructions. Right.
That's it. I want you to read my book. It's only 77 pages, but I want you to say, I'm glad I asked those questions. I'm doing this. Now I can do something. But if you don't have no questions and you know it all, there's no point to read my book. You got me?
Right. Right.
I'm trying to get people out of this rut of being in the pandemic. At the same time, the ones who's been on top for all these years, they went in because you don't know. But once you have knowledge and you know how to do right and you're not doing right, well, that's on you. I mean, that's as much as, that's as far as I can go. You feel me?
Right.
I'm definitely ready for tomorrow, and I'm ready like Freddy. We're going to put it together.
Let me change this from 1 hour to 2 hours. And the Holy Spirit, you know what? The Holy Spirit told me, well, schedule it for 2 hours. And I'm thinking, well, I might be solo. Hopefully listeners will call in. And right 15 minutes in, you called in, then Cousin Linda called in. I'm like, wow, I should have listened to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit told me, because I'm like, Cousin Linda, if I get sleepy, oh, my God. But when I get started with the podcast, I don't get sleepy once I get started. But like Cousin Linda, sometimes I better make sure I stay up. Or I will fall asleep. I will fall asleep. And it's
I am definitely with you. I know
so
how that means. Hey, some days you can't do it, but you gonna make it.
So I've changed it to from 90 minutes to. But I've changed it from 60 minutes to 120 minutes to 2 hours.
Yes, you do. Yes, always do your shows at 2 hours, because at the end of the day, when people tell you they're going to come at 7, some people show up late, and then you got the random people that you don't expect to call in, and they call.
And you know what? That's another thing I'm looking at. If you remember my first 3-4 years, I was always 2 to 3 hour shows. A lot of guests, a lot of music, a lot of excitement like you are.
And
my listenership was just amazing. My listenership was just amazing. Always had thousands of listeners, you know. So you make a good point.
I'm really serious about that. And some people, they don't want to buy the commercial, but just them hearing it will tell the people about the show. And the power word of mouth, that can't be brought all over the place. I'm just saying.
Right. Wow.
Oh, we going to talk about it after tomorrow. Your whole life going to change. I'm serious.
Wow. Yeah, you're right. You mentioned that about emails. A lot of people don't understand the effectiveness of email marketing. So,
like
you said, you would give us a little taste of what some of the basics.
I get a ton of emails from major retailers and things that have no intentions of buying. When I see that email, you know, it plants a little seed, a little idea.
Yep.
I didn't think I wanted it, but I do. And, email marketing is very effective.
Yeah.
Because I can see it and if you drop a pebble in the pond every day,
you eventually will have ripples.
Yeah,
so I'm definitely that.
They catch you with, you better order now. This sale is good for only 24 to 48 hours, and we have 15% off. And I start scrambling. Oh my goodness! Well, I better take advantage of it. And that's how I got in trouble with credit cards. Yeah, from all that email marketing stuff that I just thought I had to have. And I go ahead and order it, especially food.
I'm definitely with you. Oh, damn, okay.
Yeah.
We're going to get it. We're going to definitely get it. I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, once you send me that information, I'm going to disperse it out to 300 people. We're going to see who's going to come.
Okay, well, I just emailed you the skeleton of the show. And you can email me back. And that's for my Avon business. That's for my Avon business email address. But then my other email address is Kulturshock, KULTURE.
Okay, yeah. I got it.
Yep. You got it? Okay. So I just emailed you from my Avon business. Yeah.
Okay. I'm right
but then
now.
I email you also from Kulturshock. Yeah. But yeah, because I often ask Cousin Linda for the podcast. When we're on live on air, I ask her, when we're talking about shopping, and I would ask her about emails that she received from some of the retailers, and she will go down a list. Well, I received this email and this email from this company, from this retailer.
Okay. I'm going to send you a lot of emails, and you don't have homework to do tonight, so you can be well versed with who I know.
Right. I'm awake now, so yes, because I'm like, it's Friday night. We can do a late night show because Cousin Linda's been busy. Thank you for your prayers. Look, our prayer family prayed for her to get more assignments. You prayed with us, and miracles have just been happening. She's been busy for the past few weeks.
And we
give God all the glory for the prayer family, and we thank you all. We pray for you too. So I thank everybody that accept my prayers.
Well, guess what? The lady at the school where I've been subbing offered me a regular full time job with them.
Hallelujah!
I told you that was going to happen. I knew that was going to happen. So did you say yes?
I did. But there's a little stumbling block. The site that she told me to go to do my application, it wouldn't come up. And so I just went to the Google website and tried to do an application. And it was just a basic generic, you know, your name, address, phone number, and email, and thank you, and blah, blah, blah. So I sent her a text message letting her know that I couldn't fill out a complete application based on the information that I had. So she was going to send me an email with a link, but I don't think she was able to do it because she said she was going to try to email the link. So they don't have school Monday, so I'll see her Tuesday, and maybe I can just do the application while I'm at school.
But wow.
Surprise. You know,
the agency that assigned you, they're going to be sad to lose you, but then I guess they'll be happy for you that you got an offer directly from the school.
Yeah, this is the second time I've actually gotten offered a real job. Because when I was subbing at another school last year, the principal asked me if I wanted to actually just teach there. But with those ruffians at that school, I just didn't want to take on a real teaching job. So this one will be a regular substitute teacher job. It'll be like, a regular job, but I don't want to be a teacher. I will be a sub. So I won't be looking for assignments. It's just a regular go to work every day as a substitute teacher.
Day they need a substitute teacher. So that's good because I'm sure they often scramble for a reliable substitute teacher too.
Because sometimes teachers, they need to go to the restroom, or like this morning the lady said that she had to take her cat to the vet, and she was gone only maybe an hour and a half or 2 hours, something like that. So it's kind of more like I'll be floating around. Some days, teachers do call in where they can't come to work for 2 and 3 days, so that sort of thing. But at least, I'll know that I have something as long as I want it.
That's the school in North Dallas? Is that the school close to Forest Lane, Ardelia?
Yes, that one.
Oh, cool. Yes, that's my hood. What's the name of that school?
It's Harmony Science Academy.
Oh, it sounds like a nice school too. Yes, I knew you would get that offer. Wow, so they are really impressed, and you're reliable. Yes,
that is good.
Sure. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Your younger cousin been telling you you were going to get that offer.
Yes.
And look, with our prayers and Prophet Anthony Friday, a senior, and the powerful man is on call with us. Yes.
Yes, you can't fail.
God working through us all.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. But your miracles sure have been happening. So, that is awesome. So your hours are what, 7 to 4?
7:30 to 3:45. They say 4 o'clock, but the kids start leaving at 3:45. And so when they leave, that's another good thing about substitute teachers. We don't have to stay there and do all that extra work. That was one reason I wouldn't take that teaching job. Because they have control over you, and they can email you when you're off.
And you need to get there early, and you need to, and you have to stay late.
Yeah, and you have to go to meetings and all that. And I've had that. I've been working about 50 years, and I said, I need flexibility.
Hello, come on. Huh?
Yeah, JPS was out today because of some type of meeting. Some type of meeting that was happening. I knew I had seen Draven's grandson, our late cousin Draven's grandson out. And I'm thinking to myself, why is he at home? And he didn't look sick. And then a former police officer, a friend of mine, had stopped by. And he was talking about his children was out. And he's like, well, they should be at school. And then he found out that they had a meeting. And that wasn't even talked about on the news or anything. But, yeah, those meetings will just pop up. Some are scheduled and some, I guess, are like last-minute meetings. Oh, we're not going to have school because we need to have this meeting.
Yeah, and
you know, JPS have fired. You know, JPS have fired many teachers to the point where one school, something about doing some illegal stuff with testing and scores. So JPS have terminated about 40 teachers to the point where one school have lost so many teachers that they got to combine them. They have to combine two schools because so many teachers are terminated.
That is terrible.
That is terrible. Right when the school system is improving, then they find out about some dirty teachers doing some dirty work with testing.
Teachers are under so much pressure to prove that students are learning until they are teaching the test, these state tests that students have to pass. A lot of times schools are, because I've subbed at schools where they are teaching the test. They're teaching children how to pass, giving them certain answers. They have all these books on how to pass tests. And they're really not learning.
And I think you're giving examples of reasons why they were okay. That's exactly what they were talking about. And many of them were fired because they were doing some illegal stuff. And that sounds like some of the stuff they were missing.
And it may not be illegal. I don't know what the teachers were doing, because I'm sure if there's a way to cheat, they'll find out, because your job is on the line if you're not producing. And some students just don't want to learn. You can't force them to learn. Then if they don't pass these tests, well, the teacher's job is in jeopardy. It's just so much involved in the educational system. Our country.
I know you discuss it often on the podcast too, regarding some of your students. So that's kind of sad too, because it's not that they did the ethical or whatever, but they're trying to hold on to their jobs and they're trying to help the students. And then it's found out, and then they're terminated. And now the children are, oh, wow, that's crazy. Oh,
remember those
kids? That's sad, too. That's sad. That's sad for the students. That's sad for the teachers. Oh, my God.
Remember those black teachers who got fired in Georgia where they were, I don't know if it was falsifying test scores, but it had something to do with tests. And they fired, I forget how many, but I know all of them were black. So it's just the education system that's kind of messed up in this country.
Well, go to 16WAPT News Facebook page or YouTube channel, because this week they interviewed our superintendent. And they wanted him to explain. He's explaining about what happened with the teachers and explaining to us, the public and the parents, especially about what's going on with that. So
the poor school system is not good for a city, because businesses don't want to locate where there aren't good schools. And people want to move away from that city because they want their children to be in the best school district. The guy that owns the Texaco Station, not far from where I live, I was talking to him, and he lives in Prosper. Way north of Dallas. And he was saying his wife didn't want to move up there, but he told her that he did not want their children in the Dallas public school system. And they moved to Prosper because the school district is better. But now, you know, Dallas is good enough for his business to come make money from the people of Dallas. For him to choose somewhere to live, he's taking his tax dollars and going to another city. And a lot of people don't realize that people locate to certain places because of school systems. So if you've got a city where they're firing all these teachers combined in schools, you know, that doesn't look good to industry.
Exactly. And JPS used to be, it was a wonderful system when I was growing up, but that was many moons ago, and I'm sure when you were part of JPS. But even my friends in class of 85, 86, who many of them are educators and principals and professors, many of my friends that I graduated with, you know, their children and grandchildren either went to private school or are in private school. They pull out that money and pay that money. And even when I'm talking with them, I'm like, what school does, and I ask questions like, inquire about what schools their kids attend or grandchildren. They'll say, oh, or he or she is at, you know, St. Andrew or at Jackson Prep. I'm like, what? And sometimes I do ask, well, JPS is not good enough. It was good enough for us, but you're right, times are different now. I mean, because when we were at JPS, it was like an award-winning school system, you know. But you make a good point. When people start pulling away from a city, that's what happens. Mm-hmm. And pulling away from school systems and thinking certain – and you make a good point. People will move away from Jackson or move away from other cities like in Texas, move away from Dallas, but still work in Dallas, but other areas. Because I know people that I know that live or love Prosper, Texas, it's looked up as an exclusive area of Metro Dallas. A lot of people love that Prosper area. People that, you know, it's like Madison. Yeah. It's like Madison is to Jackson, you know. Yeah. So, that's what I thought. And then I have some, like, everyday friends that love Prosper or their parents live in Prosper, you know. That's because, so why? Because I met a young lady when I was there last year. Her parents, she said, have a big church in Prosper, if I'm not mistaken. I wish I could remember their names. You probably have heard of them, too. But the black couple, they have a big church. She was like, my parents have a church in Prosper. And, you know, and she talked about how, you know, how successful they are and stuff. I'm like, oh, okay. But, yeah, I thought Dion had a place in Prosper, too. But, and that's another reason why Dion was like, ooh, get me away from Jackson, because of the school systems and the crime and all the problems. And he was doing his best to do what he could. But people, you know, so he's doing good where he is. But thank God he did help people to see some things that were really happening here. That's heartbreaking. That superintendent is optimistic. You know, I think we got him from Texas. Where did we get that superintendent from, Cousin Linda? You know more than I do about Texas. San Antonio.
Y'all had one from Memphis, Tennessee, who brought all his friends down. See, the problem is
the one with the bow tie. Oh, man, I met you and his wife,
They
got rid of him.
They keep bringing people in who don't really have the school system at heart. They're looking at a paycheck.
Right.
And the guy that they fired, the one from Memphis, all he was thinking about was money. He could care less about the school system. And he was trying to get rid of Lanier. You know, let's just shut Lanier down. And thank God y'all were up arms and saved Lanier, an institution.
But they wanted to turn, they wanted to turn Lanier into a charter school.
And somebody actually wanted to shut Lanier down before talking about charter schools. And so you're paying people these salaries that they don't deserve. And like a friend of mine and I, when we were still talking, was saying, what's wrong with hiring somebody from Jackson? You got people who graduated from Lanier in the education field who have doctorate degrees. They are just as qualified. So if they don't apply, you know, tap them and say, would you like to? Have you considered? And if they don't,
you just heard me mention friends I graduated with, even friends that you graduated with that would love to be our superintendent, that have
mm-hmm.
worked
mm-hmm.
their ways up the ranks in the educational system.
Mm-hmm. And so get somebody whose heart is there. Because when I was in school, Lanier was looked upon as the school that turned out the best students. They went into professional fields. You know, most of us went on to college. I think Jim
Some
Hill
of my
was
favorite people in America. It amazes me when some people I didn't even realize was from Jackson. And then, you know, I love to study biography. And then or they might come to town and do an assembly. And I'm like, and then I always find out most of them are graduates of Lanier. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, LaRone Bennett, he was, like, always one of my favorites growing up. And then when I worked for Fashion Fair, I did not know he was a graduate of Lanier probably until I was working for Fashion Fair,
what
like age 19, 20. I did not even know.
Well, his nephew and I graduated together, and we were on Facebook. He passed, I guess, maybe 6 years ago. And, he would always critique the music that I was posting on Facebook. He'd give me a like or this. He'd say, oh, my, because if I played a blues or something, he'd say, oh, you went way down in the basement today. Or I don't like that. So, and I really missed him because we used to, you know, like to talk about the music. But, yeah, he was LaRone Bennett's nephew. Mm-hmm.
Right.
So,
oh,
yeah, there
wow.
A lot of famous
Ken Willis. I'm always hearing from Ken Willis. I guess he graduated with my brother, the late Christopher White. And he was like the creator of Wesley Snipes' character, Blade. And I'm like, this is just amazing. And he lives in Beverly Hills, and he invents all this stuff, and he is the creator. He's like, he created the Marvel character, Wesley Snipes' character, Blade. And he graduated with my brother, and he keeps in touch with me because he was close to Chris. And I asked my sister, I'm like, this guy named Ken Willis, always hear from him, and he created Blade and so on. I've invited him on the show, but Ken Willis, I mean, he invents all kind of stuff, and I'm like, this is Project Lanier. This is amazing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the people that come from here. What was the newscaster name from CBS? He's a graduate of Lanier.
We knew him as Willie Pinkston, and when he became a national news reporter, it's Randall Pinkston.
Right.
He had actually stayed on, I think, classmates.com for a couple of years. Because I used to ask
what
him
year
about
did he graduate?
67.
What you? Okay. And
yeah,
he was good.
Oh,
I always talk to you about looking so youthful. He was, whoa. He doesn't look like he graduated in 67.
Yeah,
wow.
He came from Roanne. And he was... he was outstanding at Lanier as like kind of like a little orator or something. And I foresee in his future that he would go on to do great things. But he went to Millsap. I think
in the
view
president,
yeah.
Right? Because he was like a political. He was like a political correspondent, right? He covered like history and politics.
I can't remember exactly if he had a special field, because I just remember seeing it on the news. And so when they were talking about Randall Pinkston, I'm like, that looked like Willie Pinkston that went to Lanier. And so I contacted somebody and said, is this Willie Pinkston? And they said, yeah, he's going by Randall now. And so when
he changed it to Randall for all you people that know Willie. friends that do that too.
He contacted me and was asking me if I knew his wife, and I didn't know her because I was thinking he was married to somebody else. And so I have a friend, you know, I've asked you if you know attorney and former municipal court judge William Walker. Because William and, mm-hmm. and Randall graduated the same year. They were in the same class. And so William was telling me that Randall Pinkston's wife, something McLean. And I said, oh, mm-hmm. no, I got her. Because I graduated with a young lady named Melba McLean. And so I thought his wife may have been her sister, but it's a different set of McLeans. And so we a couple of years. Because I was asking him about Laura Logan and some other CBS correspondents. And then he also went to Al Jazeera. And, you know, they took Al Jazeera mm-hmm. off the air in this country, which I hated because I just loved Al Jazeera. A lot of national
right.
news correspondents.
I feel like I get their news, too.
Mm-hmm. I think you can still get it online. But I used to love watching that network because I like BBC. I don't like a lot
Me
of
too.
Fluff news. I like hard-hitting news. And since America has been dumbed down, we can't really handle news. And we don't do
right.
international Woo! News. I mean, hardly ever see anything coming from overseas. So I go to DW.com, which is a German news network, because they used to be on PBS. PBS used to show them. We used to get Japanese television news, the BBC, and Deutsche Welle, which is German. So
yes.
I just go to
Because I work Wednesday. I need news. You're right, because it's hard to find international news, because for our World Wednesday, I try to find good news. And they definitely, our mainstream news, they always tell us the bad news. But I want to know, like, what good news or what important news we need to know. Right.
Well, I mean, just news in general, what's going on overseas. Because
right.
We used to, years and years and years ago, all three of the major networks used to give you international